A new study by Arts Fund shows 74% of local arts organizations say they'll continue hosting events online even after the pandemic ends. KUOW's Joshua McNichol spoke to one group that found a way to grow during a hard time.
In 2020, South Asian film festivals all over the country were thinking of canceling their events, but a Seattle organization called Tasphere, led by Rita Meher, convinced them to team up and put together one big South Asian film festival online. It was a huge success that fundamentally changed who Tasphere served.
The audience shifted, right?
For 20 years, they'd been cultivating a local audience. Suddenly, their audience was international. They started programming events at 5 p.m. so people all over the world could tune in together.
Because then East Coast could join, then people in India are waking up, people in London, it's late night, but they can still join if they really want to. But we were catering to all these different time zones.
Now Meher wants Tasphere to reconnect with its Seattle audience, but she's not throwing away the lessons from her group's online success. Next month, they launch Tasphere TV to show their films online, on demand. Meher says fund new films, too, and help them get on platforms like Netflix and Amazon. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.